Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. Michael, you've been travelling. Everywhere you go, people are reading a particular book.
They sure are, that 50 Shades of Grey. Now, I know we've spoken to Jacqueline about this before, but it's extraordinary how all around the world, everyone is reading this book, 50 Shades of Grey. But welcome to the show, Jacqueline Halliott.
People are going, wow, why is it so amazing? What's so amazing? You know, it's not actually great literature or anything like that. But I think what is so important about this book is I actually believe it speaks very directly to the essence of female sexuality. You know, I actually suspect that people on the whole are a bit kinkier than we mostly will admit. It's interesting that this whole kink thing's coming out now. To me, it's a little bit like where homosexuality was about 50 years ago. You know, we were just moving from thinking that, you know, they were all deviant and abnormal and you shouldn't talk about it. And now I think we're sort of at that same thing that, well, actually, you know, a bit of spanking can actually be quite a pleasurable thing and that doesn't make you some kind of weirdo.
But do you get lots of clients coming in with that sort of, would you call it a fetish?
I generally use the word kink as the overriding thing.
Yeah,
it is. It's very common. I mean, I think, like, we have spectrums of sexuality and I think one of those spectrums is kinkiness.
Yeah.
Where some people, you know, not interested at all. Some are, like, a little bit interested and some are, like, well, scarily interested. You know, they've got dungeons in their basement sort of thing. And there are people in the suburbs who have dungeons in their basement.
Yeah. Wow. Is this book like that? As Michael said, is it an escape for people that they don't feel comfortable talking about it but they can read about it type thing?
One of the things that's so good about that book is, yeah, look, partly because it's about all BDSM and that's a little bit different. But what's really nice, I think, is about the way the two main characters relate, right? And if we are going to be looking at kinky sex, because a lot of people think, oh, that's really bad and it's about one person dominating and being a sadist and all that. But what you see in the book is it's actually not about that. It's actually about negotiation and two people coming together. And essentially what they're doing is they're negotiating their sex life. And so often in, you know, mainstream couples, there actually isn't any negotiation. There's often hardly even any talk around their sex life, right?
Mm-hmm.
To me, one of the really good things that comes out of that book is to say, okay, here are two people who've got, well, initially quite different views of sexuality and what is good sex for them, and they both start, they actually start talking about it, and they both start opening up to each other's point of view and maybe experimenting with it a little bit. In her case, she's experimenting a bit more with, you know, some of the kinky sex. In his case, he's actually experimenting with intimacy because he has no experience of that and she has no experience of the other, you know. So I think that's actually quite special.
Your role, though, as a sex coach, and, you know, I know you get to see, you know, many different couples.
Yeah.
Do you think our take on sex within relationships is quite Victorian in its approach?
Yeah, absolutely. I think sex therapy as a whole is fairly Victorian in its approach, a lot of it, you know. It's all a little bit sort of dry. Whereas to me, you know, good sex and sex in a relationship, there's as much poetry in it as there is, you know, like jolly good, let's have an orgasm type of stuff.
Yeah. But it was something you just said before. It's about actually talking about it, isn't it? It's about understanding what each partner wants, do you think?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And one thing I'm hoping that this book will do is it will actually give women permission to actually start talking about some of their desires, right? A lot of women in particular, you know, a lot of us, we're sort of a bit confused because, you know, we like to think that we're, you know, maybe a bit more feminist, we're equal and so forth. So, oh my God, but I have fantasies about being spanked. How does that work? You know, and for the guys, it might be like, oh, how can I possibly spank the mother of my children, the love of my life? Isn't that a bad and horrible thing to do? When in fact it can just be like a yummy, fun thing to do in the bedroom. You know, it's not about power. It's actually about pleasure.
Jacqueline, thank you for joining us today on the program. It's always interesting talking to you. You get a different insight on life. Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't have a dungeon or anything like that.
You don't.
I know. I think, well, there's no room in the studios here.
Thanks, Jacqueline. Thanks for your time.
All right. Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.